Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to your real illuminating moment. Matthew 10:22 tells us, in the words of our Lord and Savior, Yehoshua HaMashiach, you will be hated by everyone on account of my name, but the one who perseveres to the end will be saved. Matthew 24:9 says, then they will hand you over to be persecuted and killed, and you will be hated by all nations on account of my name. James 4:4 continues and says, you adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility toward God? Therefore, whoever chooses to be a friend of the world renders himself an enemy of God. It is painfully obvious to most intelligent, God-conscious folks that the world hates God and abhors his commandments as well as those who follow in the way. The world, that is to say, Satan and her children, run after the things of the world while abandoning eternal life in Christ. They construct churches and construct Christian religions and fabricate traditions and hire motivational soothsayers to make themselves appear righteous and feel good and saved about themselves while disobeying God and denying his commandments and law. The children of the world celebrate the things of the world, but despise God. They give the world the honor that is due to God. They do every self-serving, selfish, and abominable thing on God's holy Sabbath day, but take great pains in preparing for and observing their own man-made and pagan-oriented festivals and unholy days. Their deeds betray them and reveal who they truly love, that is to say, themselves and the world. If the world doesn't hate you, it is probably because you belong to it. Repent. The world loves her own and rewards those who serve her purpose, but it despises those who obey God's commandments and serve him in truth. John 15:19. Repent. I'm O.W. Prince, and this has been your real illuminating moment. Keep looking up.
Passion, power, purpose
on the O.W. Prince Ministries Broadcasting Network. Welcome to your real illuminating moment. Isn't it interesting that the media is giving so much positive attention to openly gay athletes, politicians, public figures, and to all those who call themselves coming out of the closet? They don't put a positive media spin on child molesters, adulterers, pedophiles, rapists, womanizers, prostitutes, or murderers. So why so much positive media attention on homosexuals? God doesn't make a distinction between these vile and disgusting sins and transgressions, so why does the world seem to want to confuse the sin issue and make a distinction? Is the goal to desensitize our souls to lewdness, vulgarity, filthiness, and unholiness? Well, for all intent and purposes, mission accomplished. The whole world has rewarded and glamorized what God abhors. The spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah is celebrated in worship, and the Holy Spirit is persecuted by the nations and its peoples. There is not one nation under God, but all are under the power of Satan. And genuine saints have no place in this world. We are derided, criticized, called derogatory names, and demonized by Satan and our children and our system of government. However, some Christians and Christian institutions have abandoned God and have accepted and supported the vile doctrines and perverted sexual practices of Satan. But saints are encouraged to maintain the standard of holiness because our God is holy. There aren't any coward soldiers in the army of the Lord. Stand firm. God's way is right. Everything else is a lie and is passing away. But God's way is eternal. Stand your ground and keep looking up. This is O.W. Prince with your real illuminating moment. Keep looking up.
Power.
Purpose. On the O.W. Prince Ministries Broadcasting Network. Welcome to your real illuminating moment. A denominationalist. The apostles of the Holy Messiah taught and visited the homes and communities of Jews and Gentiles alike without discrimination or prejudice. Nowhere in the accounts of the Holy Messiah and his divinely chosen apostles did they restrict their ministry and the teaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ to only those who believed as they believed or who worshiped as they worshiped. But many of today's Christian churches and religious organizations restrict their evangelical efforts to only those who visit their places of worship, believing their interpretation of God's gospel, surrender to their Christian laws, denominational theologies, and doctrine, and financially contribute significantly to their ministry. Their aim is to recruit, indoctrinate, and then mandate. But their way is not Yahweh's way, nor has their way ever been practiced by the Holy Messiah and his apostles. It is sad, but even those who dare to call themselves apostolic do not practice the ways of the apostles. To the contrary, many practice the ways and doctrines of religious supremacy, strict religious tyranny, and misguided and misinformed religious doctrines that have no basis in the practice of the Messiah and his apostles. Many violate and teach others to violate God's holy seventh-day Sabbath, and the unaltered holy scriptures indicate that if you are guilty of breaking one part of the commandments of God, you are guilty of breaking them all. Daniel 7:25, James 2:10, and Matthew 7:21-23. It is wrong and ineffective for churches and believers to restrict themselves and their ministries to only their network of friends and fellow obligated churches and ministries. How can they teach God's truth if they don't know or practice God's way? How can they administer God's saving and healing word to the lost and sick if they are lost, sick, and in error themselves? How can they serve God when they are serving themselves, their churches, their ignorant doctrine, satanic Sabbath, pagan practices, and man-made segregationist distinctions? As I've said on many occasions, something is wrong with Christianity. Repent! You don't need Christianity nor a Christian institution or church to be saved. All you need is the Holy Messiah, the living Word of God. Repent! I'm O.W. Prince, and this has been your real illuminating moment. Keep looking up.
Power.
Purpose. On the O.W. Prince Ministries Broadcasting Network.